fantastic, beautiful RV camp, which literally is not far from NSA headquarters. It's in the same woods, essentially. The Wi-Fi was great. Then I find out that they limit your bandwidth down to dial-up speeds if you exceed 60 megabytes per hour of bandwidth usage. We are currently on the 3G connection, which gives us about, oh, I don't know, a five-hour lag time. And John, in the morning to you. Over.
Squirrel!
Yeah, over. I'm sorry. I want to say hi to everybody, including yourself and the ships at sea.
In the morning to all the human resources in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say over yet.
Oh, sorry.
Over.
In the morning to all the human resources in the chat room at noagendachat.net, noagendastream.com. All charged up and ready to go exactly the way your government loves you.
And we also have to deal with the fact that Skype it doesn't like this connection. It's been giving us grief because you just sped up. You sound like a mouse.
Screw it. The word is out. We're staying in Iraq.
Yeah. No. This word is out is not accurate. I've heard that, too. I've got both sides of the story. The word is out that we're not staying in Iraq.
I have here an interview in the Stars and Stripes with Leon Panetta, and he says that the Iraqis have asked for us to stay.
It's my understanding the Iraqis made it clear they don't want us. And that whole thing that Panetta did was bull crap. The meta clip. There's a meta clip. Clip of a clip. We've never done this on the show before, and I hate to do it on this miserable show that we're doing, but this is a clip on Democracy Now of a clip on PBS within an interview of a guy from Iraq who thinks that everything that we're hearing and everything that we're talking about is bullcrap.
The last 20 years of conflict between the U.S. and Iraq, I have always rejected the argument that the U.S. is there to protect Iraqis from themselves and to protect Iraqis from other Iraqis. These arguments have expired years ago. The U.S. has no tools to protect Iraqis from each other anymore, even if it wanted to.
They actually took over the down, you know, that whole part of town, and they made it the green zone, which is now essentially the America's 51st state.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced Friday that Iraq has already requested the U.S. remain beyond 2011. Pentagon told Stars and Stripes, quote, "My view is that they finally did say yes."
My view? It's my opinion that they said yes? Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying? How awesome is it? Yeah. Yeah, I think they said yeah.
I think they said yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
Magic 8-Ball says, prospects look good.
Call me now for a free reading.
I recorded the clippity-clop, John, just so you could hear it.
Now she's going to need to see a podiatrist.
Clip-clop, clippity-clop, because you know she has hooves.
The Assad government has now been condemned by countries in all parts of the world and can look only to Iran for support for its brutal and unjust crackdown. The steps that President Obama announced this morning will further tighten the circle of isolation. We have worked to expand the circle of global condemnation, have joined the chorus of condemnation.
There we go. This is all in one speech. It'll be interesting to see how that all works out with Russia having their naval base there. We're still here. Doesn't matter. Rain or sleet or snow or whatever it is, we're bringing you the show. At least that's what we try to do.
Bachman, by the way, was floating around giving, and she's very charming.
That's one mother I'd like to.
So she's doing questions and answers with the audience, and this little kid comes up and just drops this bomb on her, and she doesn't know what to say about it, and I don't know what to think about it. And
how do you, as a mother, feel about Texas Governor Rick Perry allowing a Texas sheriff to sell nude pictures of my three little sisters and me?
I can't answer it, dear, because I don't have any information about it. I have no doubt that it will be checked into, so so there you go.
She has a duty. Michelle Bachman has a duty to report this douchebag. She should be going to the authorities. She should call Napolitano. We've got Pedo Bear in Texas.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Governor Rick Perry allows the sheriff to sell nude photos of her and her little sisters.
Adios, mofo.
Why isn't this all over the news? Front page.
Here it is. Nacogdoches sheriff sold nude pics of little girls. Rick Perry will not investigate this former president of... He's the former president of the Sheriff's Association of Texas.
Try Googling this. pictures of naked little girls.
It could be a knock on the door if I Google that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Some douchebag from Bank of America walks up and the microphones are hot. They're on.
Bank of America, we will help you out.
Bank of America, we're going to help you out.
Rick Perry's saying the Fed is treasonous. I mean, I don't think politically can the Fed do anything else.
Well, Rick Perry is an idiot, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
It rolls off the tongue so nicely. Well, Rick Perry's an idiot.
He has become the number one candidate, and you watch all these talk shows, and they're all promoting him as the number one guy, the guy to beat. I mean, the guy just showed up.
Not Fox News hot. They're kind of, I'll give him a...
That's one mother I'd like to.
So I'll give him a little MILFy credit. Shill for the Fed.
The idea that we're debasing the currency is just the grossest nonsense.
Carol and I are looking at the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve right in front of us. It's more transparent today than it has been in the past 10 years or the past 20 years.
I think technically she's right. I'll tell you why. One press conference, maybe two, that in itself makes them more
okay.
Transparent than they've ever been, but it doesn't mean anything.
Then MILF number two comes out with this.
Same old conspiracy theories and criticisms that you keep hearing.
Conspiracy theories about the Fed, the beast from Jekyll Island, horrible, horrible. It's just a minor interruption. The NSA is tinkling with the wires. We'll be back in a second. It's okay.
It automatically disconnected and automatically reconnected in some funny way, I think is interesting. Well, I sound like crap normally.
This is going to be one of those shows, peeps. You've lost internet connectivity. Well, I'm clearly not offline. I'm not. I'm here. Get you some Mishfat while that's taking place. That's funny. It says I'm offline. Interesting. Yet it lets me call the Skype bitch. There we go. All right. It was saying I was offline, which I clearly wasn't.
Oh, well, you are now. I mean, you're not now. You're sending a check rather than using PayPal to avoid our bankster overlords from getting a cut of our transaction for which they deserve nothing. Entonomics.com.
Politicalwasteland.com. CrotchPerry.com. Crotch2012.com. RoadToTripoli.com. TransportationSecurity.com. StopIgnoringRonPaul.com.
You can be sure that there's going to be a Hot Pockets 2009 tour next year with
Adam, tell you something?
Back in the RV.
Yeah. You know what? I think, have you been like texting with Mickey or something behind my back? Because she's like, you know, we shouldn't stop. We should just do more of this.
In your initial idea, you actually wanted to drive on the Trans-Canada Highway to Alaska.
From Gitmo Nation Cuckoo Clocks. In the morning, John and Adam. Well, it was worth a try, but it seems like you need some kind of underwriting, sponsorship, advertising, call it what you like, before the Guinness Book of Records are interested. I received a reply from them a few days ago. Alan was trying to get us into the Guinness World Book of Records with a mention for the most independently registered domain names pointing to a single site. This is a consolation prize. I have registered noworldrecordforyou.com.
I think that's our first African Ghanaian guy from Ghana. Now it's time to really be a donor after a long trip to our nation's capital. All that kept me and my girlfriend Aggie sane was your awesome show.
What we do so you don't have to see
Spain. Baron von Pelsmachers from Belgium, or who owns Belgium actually. Hail the Foots.
He became a knight on the spot, knighted him with a pizza cutter.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Domains.nashownotes.com.
The camp store?
She had, at the camp store, she bought me a lone wolf picture. That's awesome. 332.nashownotes.com.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Another pipeline has ruptured near the flooded Missouri River Basin. As much as 3,300 barrels of natural gas leaked on Saturday near Onawa, Iowa.
Natural gas. Now, what does natural gas do?
It doesn't come in barrels. It evaporates.
Does it spill? It doesn't come in barrels. It just goes into the air, and that's the end of it. It's like a big bunch of cow farts, right? It's methane. They just quickly mentioned it was very similar. It was similar to the 1,000 barrels of oil that. And then they show this, the river, all covered with oil. And they show a bunch of oil clips of oil in the river while reporting on a natural gas leak. Give me a break, you phonies.
We assassinate the media. What John just did is a fantastic example of that. bullcrap reporting. Here's Reich talking about one of his appearances on television and how it works.
I was on a television show not long ago, and during the station, I was debating somebody, and during the station break, in my ear, the producer said, "Be angrier." I thought we were having a very constructive debate. I actually enjoyed the debate. I think people were learning something. I don't want to be angry. She said, "You have to be angrier." I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because people are surfing through the channels, and they will stop when they hear people shouting at each other." And I said, "I'm not going to do it." She said, "You have to do it." And then I lost my temper.
They'll tell you what the topic is, and they say, "What's do you have a side that you want to take?" And you have to have a really strong side. You can't say, "Well, I could go either way." You're not getting on the show.
No, exactly.
You say, "I think it's the worst idea in history." You're on the show.
We're probably going to make this one of our shorter shows.
This is the only time we've been dropped off. We've been kicked off. Skype has said, "You can't stay. You got to go." I've not gotten one of those surveys.
Where's the survey now, douchebags? Remember that story, John, about the Internet Explorer? People who use that supposedly were stupid.
Phony baloney story, yeah.
It seemed a bit suspicious to me. Apparently the BBC called you for your expert advice on the story. What did you tell them?
Well, I was one of the mathematicians that they checked with, which is very good of them. It looks like a PR press release.
But nevertheless, they ran with the story.
They did, and they spoke to more eminent mathematicians than me.
Intelligence they're reporting for Internet Explorer users is about 80, which is actually extremely low. I mean, these people really would have trouble functioning in front of a computer.
I like them fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
What struck me as strange is you told them it was suspicious. David Spiegelhalter told them it was suspicious. Nevertheless, they went ahead and published the story, withdrew the story, replaced the story, because it turns out the PR company itself doesn't seem to exist. The whole thing seems to have been a hoax.
When one of these press releases comes out, they ask a few people, but the story still runs, regardless of how dubious the data may be. To be honest, there are countless other equally dubious press releases that have been turned into stories that are still out there.
So the BBC appears to think the only crime is to be a non-existent.
That's how it works. That's your BBC doing it for you and actually reporting on the atrocities themselves. So apparently a derivative or some form of ecstasy is now able to stop cancer dead in its tracks.
So they have taken the blood from the patient, they have re-engineered and changed it, put it back in their body, and they were able to regenerate and fight the cancer cells.
The potentially life-saving treatments could be in jeopardy because of Obamacare.
Ecstasy, illegal drug meme, and it really has nothing to do with it. It's like some derivative or some one of the chemicals for ecstasy, but it's really all just about the pharmaceutical industry wanting to get paid.
Aliens will enslave us because of global warming. Are they actually trying to scare people into believing the global warmists, or are they trying to make people think the global warmists are nuts?
They speculate that extraterrestrials may be so angered by greenhouse gases they could, quote, kill us, enslave us, or potentially eat us.
I see aliens, I'm like, yay, baby! See, this is gold for the show! But no, it's a guy who actually works somewhere inside NASA. This turns out to be a big hoax. It's all just meant to distract us from the real stuff going on.
Hugo Chavez is pulling $11 billion in Venezuelan gold reserves from banks in the U.S., Europe, and Canada. The Venezuelan president says the move is designed to nationalize his country's gold mines and diversify its investments. Chavez also said he is moving assets from what he called sinking economies to places like China, Russia, and Brazil.
China.
By Ayn Rand.
Chavez is doing the whole copper mine thing, only he's doing it with gold. I'm going to predict $27.50. A good friend of mine has actually come out and backed me up.
If you ask me where would I want my money to be, in gold and silver or bank shares, I think I know what the answer is. I suspect we haven't seen the worst yet. I think that all that happened in 2008 is that we deferred the banking crisis. It's now coming back to bite. I understand that Goldman Sachs are saying that it could go to $2,500 by the end of the week. I think it is impossible to predict, but it is not impossible that gold could double again from here. It is just not impossible. The Western world's finances are in the most horrifying mess. Our banking industry has been allowed to get completely out of control. We've got a Eurozone crisis in Europe that is far, far, far from over. And if I was long gold, I would stay long gold.
Okay, I'll hold on to my coin. Probably happened when the economy hits rock bottom in 2013. A bunch of exchange students were brought over from the same generation of millennials, and they gave them jobs at Hershey's. Apparently they're on the candy line and they have to pack boxes of, you know, Skittles. I guess they wanted to be the CEO, just like that noodle shop kid.
The students have reportedly been required to lift heavy boxes, work 8-hour shifts beginning at 11 at night, and stand for long periods of time while packing Reese's candies.
Oh, the humanity.
They have to work 8-hour shifts? Oh my God, and lift boxes?
Unfortunately, I think it's your generation's fault. I think the baby boomers said, you know, oh, my children will have everything that I didn't have, and it'll make it all great for them. And they just became spoiled brats.
I think it's the baby boomer's fault that we have a cocaine problem in this country.
Yeah, all that blow you did, man. You ruined us.
I've got cocaine running around my brain.
My generation is partially to blame. The dot-com boom, which, of course, I was a big part of. Here's a cell phone. Here's a laptop. What? Hey, you need a car? Okay, we'll get you a lease car. I'm going to see if I can downgrade the stream. Bill Clinton. Have you seen how Bill Clinton looks lately?
He looks like a zombie.
At Thanksgiving, I have one bite of turkey.
One bite of turkey. Bill, you're dying. Get a hamburger.
I mean, he just must be falling apart. You know, all those little things you need to keep greased up. Another vegan bites to the dust.
She takes a sweet potato and puts it into a glass, and she's waiting for it to sprout.
We talked to the produce man at the store, and he said, well, these will never grow vines. At the farms, they spray them with a chemical called bud nip.
They start using this stuff out of the blue. I never heard of this before. I never thought much about it. But now that this little girl does a video, we realize that, again, they're poisoning us because these guys, they can't move their produce fast enough, so they spray it so you get to buy old stuff. Yeah, herbicides are not good things to be eating. Do anything you want and say it's organic at a farmer's market. Is there any inspectors or the police going to come in and tell you to shut it down because you're not organic? Who knows what you're getting? Now, I would guess that most organic stuff is bullcrap. Yeah, organic my ass.
John C. Dvorak's pet peeve of the day.
Enjoy your sweet potato with Bud Nip. Brought to you by the fine folks at
Monsanto.
If you touch it, it'll bite you.
The Middle Tennessee State University, who have a memorandum of understanding with the Defense Department.
Partnership with the United States Army in the exploration and development of U.S. technology and training.
Paid by the U.S. Army to develop drone technology at MTSU. So I'm like looking around for drone stuff. Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, AUVSI.org. This is an industry that is so outrageously large. They have their own association. And there's like 20 different kinds of drones, John. Underwater drones. They've got the little teeny ones. They've got the big ones. They've got the Reapers. They've got the Raptors. There's everything you want.
The Navy-sponsored robo-soccer team defeated Japan yesterday, so I think we're even.
The Navy-sponsored robo-soccer team? We're paying for a robo-soccer team?
What a waste of the taxpayers' money that's got to be.
It's kind of what it used to be like when we were calling overseas. My grandparents, when we, in 1965. Here's what you could do with your money.
I'm going to show my support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh yeah, that'd be fab.
No Agenda in the morning.
BodyScannerRadiation.com, CallOfDutyTerrorist.com, CarbonCreditScams.com, MonsantoIsKillingYou.com, ObamaClutchCar.com. Many of these URLs, by the way, prominently displayed on the side panels of the Duchess. Sir Patrick to you.
Schnorrstein.
Sir Schnorrstein
to you. In Norway, Sir Schnorr, go to nogeneration.com/jobs.
Just big thanks to Sir Daniels, who picked us up at the marina and RV park in a chauffeur town car. It was nice bumping rings with you. Great show. Too bad you guys are the only true American journalists out there in this day and age. He needed a de-douching, but I gave him a douche, and a karma. Domains.nashownotes.com. Simon was there. Nick the Rat showed up. I've met Nick the Rat.
He's a smoker?
Not tobacco. Yeah, no wonder he comes up with all that great artwork.
One step from being a guitar player.
Dame Tanya was there. She's hot. And her husband was there, too, so I had to play it cool.
Oops. I could find no coded messages or anything interesting in the paper, so I gave up.
But earlier this week, there was a story about Congressman Issa of California.
Yeah, it was interesting. They were going after him.
This guy is a total douche. It's unbelievable. When there's calls for cuts on something that might affect his business, he's out there immediately on the floor. He's got public works projects he owns. He is the example of what is wrong with our government. How can you have all these investments and not recuse yourself?
Douchebag.
Can we just reboot the whole system, John? Is there a way to do it? Do we have to actually resort to our guns? What do we have to do?
Nothing. It's too late. You can't even do it. There's no way out.
Free speech is limited to the free speech zones, as we heard that knucklehead on the previous show.
As long as they stay outside the fair gates in the free speech zone that's designated by the Constitution.
How can free speech ever hamper service of BART? Free speech is speech. Speech, the free speech doesn't go out and kill people. Speech doesn't stop trains.
This FBI profiler came on C-SPAN.
The individual was murdering in Europe and the United States was a member of the media who was covering his own murders for the media. He was reporting on it, writing for the newspaper, going on TV, doing interviews, interviewing the detectives, interviewing the people in charge. First thing he does is go to the LAPD and introduce himself as a foreign journalist in town to do research on prostitutions in Los Angeles. They give him a ride-along, the courtesy of a ride-along, show him where the street prostitutes work. He comes back and kills three of them while he's in town. So
the C-SPAN call-in shows fascinate me.
Every other show on C-SPAN was about cyber crimes or the potential and all the rest of it. They're trying to get money.
Here's a suggestion for all you producers out there. Please pay attention to these C-SPAN call-in shows. We can do so much cool stuff with this. Not just with an In the Morning, but you've got to say No Agenda Show, the best podcast in the world. You could also say ShutUpSlaves.com, but propagate the formula on these shows. We would pick up a lot of listeners because the people that listen to these shows, that watch these shows and call in, they are prime No Agenda material. We've got to get the word out.
The United States is hacking the rest of the world also. So let's have a little bit of balance here between NSA and FBI and CIA and the Defense Department. We're hacking countries all over the place.
Your caller's talking about other agencies.
So those are other agencies outside of the FBI that do that sort of thing?
Well, I don't have any information about.
No information about that. These people are watching these shows, so we need to get to them, and you need to tell. It's live, by the way.
Drop everything. This is a red alert. We are talking about the electromagnetic pulse threat.
The spook guy, he's like writing down stuff. The host is like, smoke is coming out of her ears, where this guy's like, this is a red alert.
Now I'm going to explain to the American people what I'm trying to explain. Solar flares of the sun that in 90 minutes could take out our grid system in our country.
All right, that was Richard in Independent Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Here is a tweet.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
If that guy can get through.
We're dropping the ball on a lot of this, and I think people out there have to help us and get on.
Other No Agenda-minded people are watching these shows, so it's perfect to go and propagate the formula, pick up new listeners. But NoAgendaStream.com, NoAgendaChat.net.
You will obey.
What they've been doing, dating back to 1993, is they've been destroying the records of any MUI that has not proceeded to a full investigation. So all these preliminary investigations of Bernie Madoff, AIG, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Lehman Brothers, as many as 18,000 cases, the evidence for all of them has been destroyed. But when they put Cox in, apparently this one is a pretty good one. They actually do think that something might come out of it. But when they put Cox in, apparently this one is a pretty good one. They actually do think that something might come out of it. This process just became a joke.
Of course, we've been all over the SEC, and they're basically completely in collusion with the banks.
Douchebag.
Michael Chertoff, former Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, who is now selling body scanners and, I don't know, handcuffs and whips and chains back to his former employer.
I've concluded that the deputy directors are the COOs, the guys who actually run the agencies, mm-hmm. as opposed to the stooge they put at the top.
FDA, led by former
Monsanto
shill Tom Vilsack, announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture has signed a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, with the Council on Foundations to provide new sources of capital, new job opportunities, workforce investment strategies, and identification of additional resources that can be used to spur economic growth in rural America. Agenda 21.
This Agenda 21 thing is getting on my nerves. Can't have our military doing police work in the United States. It's illegal.
Well, it happened in Nevada.
There's a story going around about the killer amoeba. The story just dies right on Fox.
We've already had 3 deaths this year.
Been about 137 cases for, you know, several decades now.
All right, what's the movie?
Your zombie prediction thing is way old.
You said vampires. And I said, no, it's going to be zombies. Zombies is what I didn't put.
It's not in the Red Book, so I don't care.
No service for you!
332.nashownotes.com. NoAgendaStream.com. NoAgendaChat.net.
Dvorak.org/NA.
You will be